This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, neurologist Marion Evett discusses vitamin D, what it is, what it does, and why we need it. Hello, Dr. Evett. Thank you for speaking with us today. Would you explain in layman's terms what vitamin D is?
Vitamin D is actually, even though it's called a vitamin, it's not a vitamin because we can make it by exposing our skin to sunshine. And vitamin D is actually a steroid hormone, which has a gazillion functions that are involved in the growth, development, and survival of cells in our bodies.
And where do we get vitamin D?
We tend to get most of our vitamin D, as it turns out, from exposure to sunshine. Here in the States, at least, not very much of our vitamin D comes from the diet, even though there are some foods, for example, milk, some orange juice, and oily fishes such as salmon, which contain relatively higher amounts of vitamin D.
So does a population's proximity to the equator affect its members' vitamin D levels?
The further away from the equator you get, the more likely you are to see lower levels. And if you look from sort of an evolutional perspective, most of our civilization came about in and around the equator, where there's the greatest amount of sunshine. As populations move further north, it's my understanding that often people's skin pigment became lighter. And one of the things that we know is the lighter your skin tone, the more efficient you are at converting pre-vitamin D to vitamin D in the skin.
What makes vitamin D so important?
Originally, we thought vitamin D was mainly important to prevent rickets. In the early 20th century, as our society became more industrialized, people were not out in the sun, and rickets really became a serious problem. With the advent of fortification of milk here in the States, we determined that you could prevent rickets by taking very small amounts of vitamin D. So people have known that vitamin D is important for maintaining bone health for a long time.
What happens if we don't get enough vitamin D?
Vitamin D has also become associated with many, many chronic diseases, including diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and some of the autoimmune diseases, including multiple sclerosis. So, you know, can you determine a specific influence on vitamin D in a certain condition because it appears to have such broad effects? The animal experiments, when they're in the womb, low vitamin D levels may cause changes in, for the nervous system, brain development and behavior that persist into adulthood for those animals. Now, there's some epidemiology evidence that this may also play into human development, but more research is needed to determine that.
I'm Robin Trakolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science. Wow.